The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind, live and on location today. We are in, are you ready for this? Wantford City. We've been to Wantford City a whole bunch of late, but yesterday there was a, actually continues today, but the start of a legislative tour for about 50 legislators who served in the North Dakota legislature were toured around oil country. They were down in Dickinson for a good part of the day, spent the night last night in Wantford City, had a tour of the area, got another one this morning, and had a wonderful barbecue courtesy of the Wantford City Chamber of Commerce. Derek Franzen, Gene Veeder, Mayor Brent Sanford put on one heck of an event last night for the legislators up on top of the hill at the Whiting Petroleum headquarters here in Wantford City. Just a fabulous night. So that's what brings us to Wantford City. The Energy Matters yesterday coming to you from Whiting Petroleum. And today we're coming to you from two of the most beautiful hotel facilities you've ever seen. In fact, we're going to meet the hotel developer, Brett Erdman, a little later, who is a North Dakota native and been part of hotel developments all around the country and now doing them in oil country. We're coming to you live and direct today. Now, I stayed last night at the Little Missouri, and I believe this is the Teddy's Residential Suites location, because they're right next to each other, right off of Highway 85, and we'll tell you more about that as we go throughout the day today on What's On Your Mind. In fact, we're going to meet Brett. He's going to come on and tell us a little bit about the hotel business in the Bakken and where they're building and how things are going. Next hour, we're going to chat with Congressman Kevin Cramer. And, of course, Congressman Kevin Cramer is here every Wednesday for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We look forward to your calls, questions, and comments. A lot of things to cover with Kevin today. My gosh. We haven't talked a lot about ISIS and the lack of a response from your government. I don't know if that's ticking you off, but it is me. President Obama seems more content with golfing up in, you know, and vacationing in Martha's Vineyard than he does responding to what is as cold and evil as you can ever imagine. And, you know, so much so beheading reporters and you know, killing women and children because of their religious beliefs. And this isn't war in a sense of, okay, let's put on the uniforms, let's go to battle, you're on one side, I'm on the other. This is just brutal, senseless, you know, murder. These are just flat-out evil thugs, and we're not really responding, which is a little bit difficult. We didn't get a chance also to talk about the Burger King move to Canada. And, you know, even Warren Buffett is defending it. Warren Buffett, a friend of the administration, kind of a lefty, and he's even saying, look, you know, it's a tax deal. I hope things like this serve as a wake-up call, I really do, to say, you know what, we have to be competitive. And isn't it amazing, Todd, you probably remember this, there was a time when, you know, you lived in North Dakota, especially if you were Minot or Grand Forks, and I lived in Grand Forks for 18 years, where, you know, there were more Canadians in town on a given weekend than there were North Dakotans because folks were fleeing from Canada and the oppressive taxes and, you know, the cost of living and everything else. So they'd basically come down here to buy things just because it's the only way they could survive. That's flipped. I mean, the economy in Canada is better than ours in the United States. Not better than ours in North Dakota, but it's better than ours in the United States. I don't blame Burger King and a merger with Tim Horton whatsoever. Now, others are going to say it's unpatriotic. You tell me. Let's talk a little bit about that today on the program as well. There's some chilling news about the EPA, in my view. I think it's chilling. When the EPA says, you know what, we better open up enforcement offices in North Dakota. That is, ladies and gentlemen, the long arm of the law. First of all, we have robust regulation in the state of North Dakota. All right. The idea that the feds can do this better or care more about the land or the environment or the water or the air or anything else in North Dakota is, in my view, poppycock. What is the origination of the term poppycock anyway? I'm not sure. Did we ever get an answer to our question of Gesundheit? I hate when I throw out questions and we don't get answers. But remember that one last week, Todd? We were trying to, was Gesundheit German for bless you? And I don't think it was, but anyway, I just pulled poppycock out of the air, but I think that is poppycock, and I certainly welcome your thoughts on that as well. Am I talking too much, Todd? Do you want to get a word in edgewise here? Or are you unavoidably detained doing other things? I see. I can't hear Todd. Todd's microphone, once again, is on the fritz. This is the problem. Either that or it's a silent sit-in protest by Todd because he knows that I'm going to Grafton tomorrow. He knows that I'll be doing the PetroServe USA Go Bison road trip down to Ames, Iowa for the big Thundering Herd matchup on Friday. He's a little ticked that we announced yesterday the Farm Bureau asked me to come along on their December 7th trip to New York City. My wife and I are going to be hosting that with a lot of good farm and ranch folks from all across North Dakota. By the way, they told me that after the show yesterday, I think like five spots went. They only have 20 left. So I know December seems like a lifetime from now, but if you didn't yesterday, go to ndfb.org and check that out, okay? And under the events tab. The events tab. So check it out. And I ran into a developer last night at the event for the legislators here in Watford City up at the Whiting Petroleum. And he lives and works in Manhattan, but is spending a couple of days a month out here doing some incredible developments. We're going to have him on the program in the future. Anyway, this is the kind of guy who has like Rupert Murdoch in his speed dial. You follow me? And I'm not going to say his name because I don't want him to get flooded with all kinds of, hey, do this project or do that project. But we'll have him on at some point. But this, you know, Rupert Murdoch's in his speed dial, okay? He's on his fan favorite list, right? And so here is a guy in Manhattan that has done mega developments, been part of huge deals. And you know what he's most excited about? North Dakota. North Dakota. And specifically the Bakken. And he told me, you know, I've got some projects going here in Watford, and I got a couple in Williston, and I'm doing, I love Dickinson. Dickinson's got a lot going on. He said, I want to do some in Bismarck Mandan. I want to do some in Fargo Moorhead. I mean, North Dakota's just got so much going. It's incredible. And what do you think I wanted to talk to him about besides coming on the radio? Hey, what do you think of this hotel in New York City? I've never heard of the Belvedere. What do you think? He said, wow. That location, that facility, top shelf. You are staying at a great hotel. I'm telling you, I know them all. I've built a few of them. That's a doozy. So I'm thinking, all right. See, here it was, you know, a nice August night in Watford City, and I was thinking about New York City. Anyway, we'll get Todd's microphone fixed, and then he can weigh in on this too. So it's either one of two things. It's a microphone not hooked up correctly, or it's a silent protest by Todd, and I'm starting to lean towards the towards the silent protest. But Todd, the radio guy, will be here momentarily. In the meantime, what's on your mind? We got a good chunk of an hour to find out here. Congressman Kramer a little later on, and Brett Erdman will join us at the end of this hour. 855-200-1776 is the number we use 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You call that number anytime to tell us what's on your mind. And if we're not on the air, you just press 1, leave a message. Or you can press 2 when we're on the air and join us on that telephone number. So put that on your speed dial because that works 24/7, 855-200-1776. Or you can phone us up on the numbers that work all the time for K-Fire as well. And that's 800-225-0550, 800, or rather 701-258-0550. You also can email us. And that's easy, too. You email us at studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And one last way to join us is on Facebook. A lot of you have weighed in already on a story we're going to bring up here in a moment about this tragic incident with the young child at a shooting range using an Uzi, and a shooting instructor was killed. Now, the gun grabbers are going to love this. They're just going to go crazy. And Uzi is like a dog whistle to them. So if you haven't heard this story, it was a 9-year-old Arizona girl. She shot accidentally, obviously, the shooting instructor with an Uzi. Now, the range there allows children as young as 8 to practice shooting as long as they have parental supervision. And so people are freaking out about, what are kids doing at a shooting range? They're there with parents. Children ought to learn how to use weapons, in my view, if their parents decide it's a good idea. My folks didn't. We lived in a small town in Minnesota, never really did any hunting or fishing. Quite honestly, grew up in the radio business, didn't have time. That's why I'm a terrible golfer to this day. I've done more hunting in my older years because my son is into it, and I've had a lot of buddies that love to hunt, and they're gracious enough to have tutored me over the years where I've become an avid fan of pheasant hunting, and I want to expand my horizons a little bit, which is why I'm going to go back to Kenmare for the Goose Fest. And looking forward to that because I'm going to keep expanding those horizons. Might even you know, venture out when, you know, the deer population starts going and I can actually get a tag into the deer world. But I'm just kind of expanding my horizons with a lot of good friends. But I didn't have that foundation as a kid growing up in a part of Minnesota, Montevideo, that actually was pretty good hunting. I'd done a little fishing in my day with my grandfather specifically loved fishing. He would go out and get bullheads and, you know, ice fish. And I got a little bit more of a bug on the fishing, but just honestly, it worked enough that I haven't done a lot of that stuff. But I think kids belong at a shooting range if their parents decide that's a good idea. What's going to make everybody crazy here is the Uzi. Again, the Uzi isn't to blame in my view. It's a tragic accident. All right, it's a tragic accident. Accidents happen. They happen on the roadway. They happen in the kitchen with knives. They happen in shooting galleries. It's an accident. You don't blame the Uzi, for crying out loud. You blame an accident. Or am I all wet? Do you think 9 years, 8 years is too young at the shooting range and we ought not be using Uzis at shooting ranges? You tell me. Let's talk about it. What's on your mind? Continues.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliate. The economic threshold for soybean aphids is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plant. Scout fields from the late vegetative to the R5 growth stage. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a tank mix application of glyphosate and insecticide if soybean aphid numbers are not at an economic threshold. Applying insecticides too early to control soybean aphids may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash just south of the Pinnacle Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, August 22nd, 2014, gold opened at $1,279.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,325.82, $662.91 for a half ounce, or $331.45 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,325.82, $662.91, and $331.45.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Baker Street to get me pumped up back into the program. You can keep it going, Shane. Shane Snurley is here today answering your calls. And by the way, we had some complaints yesterday about our label of Shane Snurley, that it wasn't North Dakota enough. So he has a third name now. We're going to go hyphenated on Shane Sven Snurley. So when you call, it's Sven Snurley that you're talking to, but it's really Shane. If you want to know, we're live today in Watford City at Teddy's Residential Suites, which is a fabulous hotel facility, also the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, the partner facility next door. We're broadcasting from the Rib Fest of the West winner, the South Park Lounge within Teddy's Residential Suites. Thanks to Kevin, Brad, and the team here for having us today. Appreciate it very much. We're going to talk with the owner a little later on in the program, Congressman Kevin Cramer, next hour, too. Right now, we're going to find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. We're hoping Todd Mitchell will come off his silent sit-in over this, the fact that I get to go to all the fun places. We're working on that, too. Chad in Fargo, listening on AM 1100, The Flag. What's on your mind, Chad?
The Tim Horton thing is basically, Tim Horton's was a subsidiary one time of Wendy's out of Dublin, Ohio. And the thing is, they got spun off, and they basically kept their headquarters in Canada. But the reality was, they were a U.S. subsidiary of Wendy's. But the thing is that only I don't understand what is the big deal about the fact that international revenue or international sales is the only thing, or not sales, but profits of overseas side of the company would only be affected by it, but not the U.S. profits. U.S. profits still being paid to the Treasury Department, but the thing of it is, they should wake up and smell the coffee that you can't go on basically tax the heck out of these companies because they do have board of directors, they do have all that. It affects their earnings per share. I mean, there's a lot of things you got to look at before they basically, instead of trying to go and whap the heck out of these companies, they need to basically realize it's not the company. It's the government that is the problem on it. By the way, your show is really good, and it's all about North Dakota, which we all love. Thank you.
Hey, Chad, that's very kind of you. And by the way, I love the wake up and smell the coffee line, especially as it pertains to Tim Hortons. And I couldn't agree with everything you said anymore. I don't need to add a darn thing to it. So thank you very much. 800-228-0550. They're going to try and make this about patriotism. Oh, Burger King, they're not very patriotic. They're going to Canada. Number one, they're paying their fair share of taxes right here, number one. And number two, you're exactly right. Look, I mean, I think more companies need to do this within the legal realm. I'm not suggesting breaking any realm. You still pay your fair share here. But to Caterpillar, I talked to Doug Burgum about this. I think that came up with our conversation with Doug earlier in the week. Caterpillar, okay, they have accounts offshore. They disclose them, everything else. Their offshore accounts are for their offshore development. Anything that happens outside the United States, and the reason they put the money elsewhere is because of the tax structure here. It's ridiculous. This is a wake-up call to fix our tax structure, to make it competitive. Absolutely got to do it. And by the way, I happen to think North Dakota's got a little tweaking to do as well. I don't think we should be all fat and sassy. I think we should think about that as well. But certainly the federal tax code's the real problem, the real pain. Well said. Hey, Charlie in Fargo, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. You're next. What's on your mind?
I was just going to talk about the age of kids to hunt and shoot rifles. I think that should be determined by a parent, an involved parent that can look at his kids' responsibility and discipline and determine when they can hunt or use a firearm. My own son, he started out with actually an airsoft rifle, and he'd go with me when I was bird hunting or deer hunting at about six. And then at seven, he started with his BB gun, and then at eight, he had a 22 that he would go along, and he handled those guns correctly and safely and had control of the muzzle. And I have no beef with a young kid that's disciplined and mature enough to handle a rifle or pistol, but that should be determined by a parent, not some other board.
So you don't have a problem with this particular shooting range allowing kids as young as eight? Because, again, the parent could decide whether that 8-year-old or 9-year-old or 10-year-old they have at home is, ready to be on a shooting range, right?
Yeah, I have no beef with that. That's, I think a bunch of people need to, get out of other people's lives and, to me, the sad part is that we're pushing our kids further and further from hunting, like having a deer hunting, you can only start at 14. Well, by 14, kids have already started doing a lot of other things, and if they don't start at a younger age, it's hard to get them involved as teenagers. And I think all my kids, my daughters, and I had a daughter that liked muzzle hunting, and they were always allowed to go hunting with me, but I expected them to have proper muzzle control and act like a mature young person.
Exactly, Charlie. Well said. Appreciate the call. My favorite call yesterday was Scott Peterson, Deputy Director of Game and Fish, was the guy who called and wanted to know the rules on bringing his 9-year-old. Was it mule deal, or I think he was, I forget what he was planning to hunt, but and you know, Scott took the question and got him an answer off air. But it just warms my heart to hear the stories of parents wanting to bring their kids out there. And again, I mentioned earlier, my folks didn't do that. We were busy running a radio station, so I missed out on that. And I tell you what, the times I've had right now, the most fun for me hunting are with my son, who, by the way, is now a freshman at UND, right? And moving out. So you need those things. So I'm relishing this coming fall. In fact, Kelly Armstrong has literally made me sign in blood to say I'm going to come out to the Dickinson area and do a little pheasant hunting, and it's just going to be Kelly and I think his kids are, I'm trying to remember, I think Kelly's are a little young yet, but our son Alex will be coming along. I'm looking forward to it. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Les in Grand Forks, listening on AM 1100. Les, what's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to piggyback onto that caller, two callers ago. You were talking about the tax code and Burger King moving and buying Tim Hortons and companies moving overseas. You know that crazy guy from about 25 years ago when he said corporations don't pay taxes, you know, Mr. Reagan, President Reagan? It took me a couple of years to really digest that. But corporations don't pay taxes. I'm sorry, all you liberals out there, but they don't. All they do is they pass it on. They pass on the FICA tax from their suppliers. They pass on the utility tax from their suppliers' utility bill. They pass all of these bills on. If anybody understands about the econometric models of pricing, you have to figure all the taxes in at all levels, whether it's a state local tax, the property tax, the sales tax. It doesn't matter what the tax is. That all goes into the final price of your product, whoever you sell it to, whether it's a wholesale, retail, or distributor level. But it's all really paid at the cash register when you and I go and buy it. It's a tax there, because if it costs you a penny to produce a widget and they sell it for 10 cents for the widget, there's 9 cents of it as taxes, because there's 9 different steps that it goes through and everybody adds a penny on, and we all pay the tax at the cash register. And I think that's something that we have to really start emphasizing a little bit more. And the only mistake Romney made when he said 47% of the people in the country don't pay taxes, he should have said 47% of the people do not pay federal income taxes, but they're paying all the other taxes that are out there, whether it's on a loaf of bread, a pound of butter, a quart of milk. They're paying for the farm subsidies when they buy it, whatever money they have, which is not subsidized. And I think that's the mistake he had, and it should have been clarified that they don't pay income tax. They don't pay federal income tax.
They're paying
federal income tax for the corporation from the products that they buy.
A great economics lesson, too, from the business perspective, Les. Thank you. And I think, actually, Romney made a few more mistakes than just that one. But,
that was the most glaring, I think.
That we stepped in it. Thanks, Les. More of your calls coming up from Watford City today on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
In the radio business, the fuel that keeps this vehicle going down the road is radio advertising. And we have some great sponsors who we very much appreciate, and that includes our good folks at Border Plains Ag Equipment, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana. Just travel Highway 2, and you're going to find one of the great locations and some great folks. Roger Gelstead and his crew, Sven Ryan, all of them, they're just some wonderful, wonderful people, and we really appreciate their support over the years. I stopped in the other day to see Ryan. He tells me about an incredible deal right now that is for a limited time, so you need to hurry. Case IH Combines, any used combine on any of the lots, 3 years, 0% financing. You don't pay a penny in financing for 3 years, plus there's more, a 2-year or 500-hour powertrain warranty. Folks, that's on every Case IH used combine at Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, and Glasgow, Montana. Find them on Highway 2, Border Plains Equipment. Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Montana 2, for a great deal on Case IH combines. And tell them Scott sent you.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404 800-334-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What did you say? The protest is over. He's willing to give up the silent sit-in now and actually use his voice. So what's the deal? Are you just a little bummed out that I'm going to be in Grafton tomorrow, that I'm hitting the PetroServe USA Go Bison road trip down to Iowa State on Friday, that the Farm Bureau folks have invited me to go to New York City in December? Is it all adding up?
And you refuse to put in a good word for me. You're just going to sell the other seats. Okay, fine.
There's only 20 left. There's only 20 left. There's still time for you and Carrie to do like a honeymoon round two. You know what I'm saying? Join Lee and I.
I don't want to jinx it for everybody else because getting back from honeymoon number one didn't go so well.
Anyway, you're back. I'm glad you're back. Yeah.
And I was always here and
yeah. Truth be told, it wasn't a silent sit-in. It was just a microphone that didn't work. See, this is more the reason you ought to join us on the road. You know, because the microphones work when I'm on the road. Back there in the studio, sometimes they don't, but they are now. Anyway, we continue on What's on Your Mind. We are at Teddy's Presidential Suites and the South Park Lounge, the Rib Fest of the West winner. I had Rib Fest in Watford City here not long ago. I had a wonderful night stay at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites last night in Watford City. Two properties among many being developed by Brett Erdman and his team, and Brett joins us now. Hey, Brett, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Now, do I understand correctly you're a Williston native?
My family's originally from Williston. Both my parents grew up and were born there, and I was born there as well. Moved away when I was a young little gabbler, but back in there, you know.
Why did you leave?
Well, my parents moved, they're both educators, and we moved to Minnesota, so that's where I've lived the balance of my life, but born in Williston.
We love Minnesota exports who see the taxation, who see, the economy and say, sorry, I'm out of here. Yeah. And, it happened for a lot of years down in South Dakota with some of the tax and legislative changes they made down there specifically for the banking industry. You know, I remember that in the 80s. You hear a lot of exodus out of Minnesota into South Dakota. And now it's Minnesota to North Dakota. And I like watching it. As someone that was born and raised in Minnesota but is also an export to North Dakota, I mean, it's just a vastly different economy than Minnesota, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's just a different mentality out here. It's free enterprise, and there's a lot of opportunity, and everybody's optimistic, and you don't have some of the negative things that are happening with the economy back in Minnesota, especially with housing and things like that that have happened. A lot more jobs and a lot more opportunity out here.
Let's talk a little bit about business. We were just having a conversation with some of our listeners, and by the way, others are welcome at 800-228-0550. We're talking about Tim Hortons making the decision with the merger of Burger King to headquarter in Canada, and people are having a cow that, oh, how unpatriotic, they're moving to Canada. Well, Canada's tax rate right now for corporations is lower than us, and the economy is roaring up there as well, for, at least when you compare it to the United States, right? And you know, some callers called and said, look, you know, we, the consumers, pay the taxes. You know, the corporations aren't paying it anyway. They have to, they pass it on to us. I mean, and so it was a good little business lesson. I want to spend a little time since you're in the hotel development business, talk a little bit about that business line. I hear people grumble from time to time that, you know, you are gouging out here, right? This is, oh my gosh, I am so thrilled to have a hotel room at 150, at 160, at 170, because there was a time when you come out here and you couldn't find one.
Right.
And now you can, and you're still paying a little more, obviously, than you'd maybe pay in Fargo or Minneapolis. But obviously that's a supply and demand deal. It's also very costly to build out here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know, everything's all relative, you know, in relation to the rates that we charge for the most part. You know, land is more expensive, just development costs as a whole. I mean, you know, everybody is, you know, having to pay for their, you know, their lodging and their housing, which is a little bit more out here. And so across the board, you know, costs are just exponentially higher, you know, with shipping of materials and, you know, to a relatively remote area, you know, in some of the areas that are out here. And labor is more, you know, up to double what it is in you know, Minneapolis and Denver and even Fargo. To give you an example, you know, housekeepers, for example, maybe might be making $8 or $9 an hour in Fargo or some of those other cities that I just mentioned. Out here, you know, it's not uncommon to start out at $14 and even go up to $16 for housekeepers, and you know, and managers are more, you know, and front desk people are more, and it's just it's relative, you know.
How is your income doing as compared to those properties? I had a conversation recently with Abe Sakic, who's about to open a new Sonic restaurant in Fargo, opened one in Minot, and basically told us that he's doing about double the business that the average Sonic would do when they open anywhere in the country. And so he makes it up in volume, right? He's paying more than a lot of those are paying, but he makes it up in volume. Obviously, with hotel rooms, you just can't make more hotel rooms, like he can make more burgers and shakes, right?
Right.
How is your income compare?
Our income's doing very well. I mean, it's, you know, in the hotel business, obviously it's all about occupancy. You know, you want to run high occupancies, and occupancies are stable out here with everything that's going on. We have a lot of, obviously, a lot of oil workers and oil-related business, but also, too, when with the growth that's out here, everything else grows exponentially as well, too. You know, with there's more salespeople, there's just more, you know, a lot of construction people with everything that's going on. And so, you know, it's our occupancies are stable, but the real, you know, in the hotel business, when you really make the money, you know, and do well, is when you're able to increase on your average daily rate. You know, and if you can, you know, get to that stabilization point to where you're making money and your cash flow and every dollar on your ADR, your average daily rate, is, you know, should go to the bottom line once you get to the point of being profitable.
I've heard some concerns from developers that the banks are too cautious.
Right.
They're gonna say, well, Brad, if you want to build a hotel in Newtown or Watford City, Williston Dickinson, you can finance it for 5 years. But if you do it in Fargo, you got 10. I mean, what's the difference in a Fargo Minneapolis financing runway versus the Bakken?
That's a great question. Yeah, you know, like in a typical market, typical hotels, you know, they'll do a, you know, a 15 minimum amortization, but most of them are 20 to 25 year amortizations in larger cities. You know, and out here in the Bakken, you know, it's not uncommon to have a 10-year amortization. That's what banks like to see.
Why, though?
Well,
I don't understand, because do they think, oh, this might go away?
Yeah.
Because all the industry experts say it's going nowhere.
No.
They talk in the terms of five generations.
Yeah.
All the major, the Halliburtons, the Baker Hughes, the ConocoPhillips, the EOGs, the Continentals, they're putting in billions and billions and billions of capital investment. They wouldn't be doing that if they thought it was going away. It seems right. Like we have a disconnect there.
Yeah. I see what you're saying there, and that makes sense. From my perspective, I think it's just, you know, with all the banks out here that are funding loans to deal with hospitality, You know, there's been a lot of hotel development out here. There's been a lot of apartment development, you know, and they're just, some of these banks are getting oversaturated a little bit, you know, with that, with their loan portfolio in regard to hotels. And they just want to see a little bit more, you know, assurance that, these are going to get paid down faster, just in case there is an influx of too many rooms, or, you know, it does get out of control.
I think that's a, I think that's something we need to take on a little bit for the following reason. Probably less in the hotel side, but maybe on the housing side, right? Because one of the reasons that, that some people believe that affordable housing is an oxymoron in the Bakken, and I happen to believe you can find it if you look for it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's not easy, but you can find it. But let's say there's not as much. In fact, I heard a story last night in Watford City with all this immense amount of development going on. I mean, and the landscape has changed in a very good way from the standpoint of the infrastructure, the things, the amenities, the sense of community that's here. Yet through all that, there's only been about 50 to 100 single-family homes built.
Right.
Right. And so obviously there's more pressure on those, and then the cost is going to go up. Well, that's partly because, again, you know, how long is this going to last, and the infrastructure so much, and everything else. I'm hoping at some point, and I don't know if the answer is the Bank of North Dakota. I don't know if the answer is more developers. I don't know, you know, how you get that financier-developer relationship to go. But it seems like we need to think a little more long-term so some of those prices can start to come down a little bit.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, I just want to comment real quick, too. You know, I don't think this is definitely not a boom out here. This is a long-term deal, like you said. I mean, it's we do need to think long-term, and we do need to look to the future. And, you know, I'd like to see this short-term mentality that some people have go away, that it's not going to last, because, you know, all the infrastructure is being put in place. And you mentioned it, all these big companies that are investing billions of dollars. You know, it's around for the long term. And one thing, you know, with the reason why single family homes, and I'm sure you've heard this many times, you know, isn't progressing at the rate of apartments, is just because there's so many transient people that are coming in from all over the country, from all over the world, actually. And, you know, getting loans to be able to buy single family houses is the problem, because these people, you know, a lot of these people are coming here for the opportunity. They don't have a credit. You know, they
mortgage somewhere else.
Yeah, mortgage somewhere
credit,
else.
Right?
Trying to sell their house wherever they're coming here for the opportunity, for the money and the jobs. And they got a little baggage, so to speak, on things, trying to clear up back home. And it's just tough to get loans for a lot of people. So the real thing, you know, apartments is where, you know, it's really easy for people to get into. And that's why there's, you know, most of the development you see around here is a lot of apartments and multifamily housing.
Only have a couple minutes left, but I want you to get a plug in for what you're doing. You're building facilities everywhere here.
Right. Yeah, we
are. Two in Watford right now, right?
Yeah, we got two open in Watford. We got Teddy's Residential Suites, which is an extended stay hotel. You know, all of our rooms are like little mini apartments, and we have a nice restaurant lounge and bar in there called South Park Lounge, which you mentioned. We just won the Rib Fest of the West. And then we also have another brand that we started, Little Missouri Inn and Suites. That's your typical transient type hotel, like a national chain, like a Holiday Inn Express or a Hampton Inn, catered towards families or the businessman. But we opened a couple of hotels. We opened one in Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown that just opened less than a month ago. And then we're opening up a Teddy's there as well, Teddy's Residential Suites. And then we've got four or five other towns that we're currently working in and got development deals that we got in play that we're going to be growing our brand. So
fantastic. It really is. It's great to see, and we really encourage folks. One, you'll get a room. I've been here the last five, six times, and literally, you know, get a room when I get here. So there is availability, and that's a good thing. Get out here and see this for yourself. Don't take the media's version of Watford City or Newtown or Williston or any of these places, Dickinson. Come for yourself and see this. This is opportunity. This is America. This is homesteading all over. It's really fun, isn't it?
Right. It is. You know, and I just want to say, you know, I've got relatives that live in the Fargo area, and it's amazing the misconceptions that Fargo has, and it's so close. We're in North Dakota.
Exactly, which is why I think they need to get out here.
They do.
They got to
get out here
and
visit it.
Thanks, Brett.
It's great. Thank
appreciate
you. I appreciate
bet.
It. Thank you.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You need a truck? Stop and see Brent of the team at S&S Motors in Watford City. Short drive from Wilson, Sydney, Montana, not far. Anywhere you are in the Bakken, you'll find the folks at S&S Motors. Or give them a call and just tell them what you want. 701-444-2341. Did I save a bunch of my used Ford F-150? It's fantastic. And Brent and the team will get you anything you want. Need a truck? S&S Motors is your source. In fact, if you need a new one, they'll find it before you bring it right to Watford. 701-444-2341. Or stop and see them at S&S Motors, Watford City.
My childhood experience was me just riding around our farm. I think bicycling is a great tool to bring families together. The best part about riding as a family is sometimes not the bike ride itself. It's about the stops along the way. I love being able to see these other families that come in that want to have the same experiences that I've had. I'm Aaron Romaine, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you just get the email that I got, Tom? Check your email inbox.
What's that there?
Kind of excited. 11 before, the special guest coming up next week on What's On Your Mind Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Check it. Yeah. You see that?
Well, I just sent it.
Oh, you sent it. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought
checking
it came
my
from
my inbox. I need to check my sent items. Yeah, because we do
I thought it came from the corner office there, from Neil the Big Boss. But,
well,
you were forwarding it around.
Forwarding that to confirm, because I wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. This is huge.
It is. Kat Perkins, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be on What's On Your Mind next week. And she is, of course, coming to Medora. And can you imagine how fun that's going to be? The Burning Hills Amphitheater. And Kat Perkins, with Tiger Lily. It was, rained out, I guess, the 22nd, 23rd, right? And so they moved it to the 7th of September.
23rd was. I think they did the 22nd, but the 23rd, yeah, it just rained all day, so they really couldn't do it.
So they're going to do it 4 o'clock Mountain on the 7th. Mark your calendars, and if you had tickets for the 23rd, you're good. No problems there. And you can use that for the September 7th show. But if you want tickets, go to Medora.org, Medora.org. But she'll join us next week on the program. That will be a blast. A couple minutes to chat about what's on your mind here at 800-228-0550. We have some lines open. In fact, we have all the lines open right now. You could do crickets, Todd Fairley, and remind folks that, hey, now's the time to give us a ring here. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer coming up in just a couple of moments. Folks weighing in on the Arizona shooting range incident, tragic accident, 9-year-old Arizona girl killing her shooting instructor. Some folks saying, blame the Uzi. Oh, what in the world are they doing having kids there? Here's what Robert said. Yes, they should be allowed. What better way to gain knowledge and respect for firearms than to use them and learn safety? This is an accident, just like anything else in life. See, I knew our listeners would get this. Janet says, I'm with Robert. So sad. Other rangers will need to recheck their safety measures to counter this revealed danger. Josh says, I'd maybe recommend a hunter safety class first before handing a 9-year-old an Uzi. Again, that's the parent that needs to be there. And I would assume, I've been at a shooting range with my son. He bought a pistol that we went to try out, had a blast, and he was far better at it than I was, so he did the training of me. But, obviously you're going to say, okay, and maybe hold it for them first or whatever, but I think a parent can handle that, right? I think a parent needs to decide, is this 9-year-old ready? Maybe my son was ready at 9, but my daughter's not ready to 12. Let a parent figure that out, in my view. Carlene says the sad part is the girl shot it okay on a single shot. She could handle the recoil. It's when the instructor put it on automatic that she lost it. The repeated recoils is what threw the gun around. Poor girl, poor family of the instructor. Very good point, Carlene, and I didn't know that nuance of the story, that she shot it, not a problem on a single shot, automatic. So, again, an accident and maybe an error on the part of the instructor. Who sadly life was taken. Todd said, why would a 9-year-old need an Uzi? A kid could learn how to use guns safely with a normal rifle. All right, there again, Todd, in my view, goes to the angle of the guns to blame all of a sudden. First of all, the 9-year-old didn't need an Uzi.
I didn't realize a gun has ever killed anybody.
It hasn't. Unless it fell
off a wall or something, I guess. But I suppose it's possible a gun could, but generally they don't.
We've had robust debates in this state about drunk driving laws, right? And we always talk about getting tougher on the repeat offender, right? Look how many offenses he had. Look what he did. And gosh almighty, and last session we ended up with a whole new layer of additional penalties for repeat offenders for DUIs, right? Well, again, why is it when an incident happens with a DUI and a vehicle, we don't blame the car. We blame the person behind the car, and we say we got to get tougher on that person, right? We got to do this, we got to do that, everything else. But when an accident like this happens, all of a sudden the Uzi's to blame, the gun's to blame. It's an object. You can't blame an object. You have to blame. A gun doesn't fire itself. And I think the vast majority of our audience gets that, Todd. I really do. And every once in a while, somebody like Todd slips through with a comment that just is. And you know what? It's easy to get sucked into this stuff because the media hates guns. They are gun grabbers. They hate it. They don't like it. And it really drives me crazy, as it probably does Jamie in Bismarck, who wants to talk about the Uzi. Jamie, got a minute for you. What's on your mind?
Hey, these people who say, you need an Uzi to train a kid for, somebody to shoot. You don't need one, but I'll tell you what, Scott, I've taken a lot of first-time shooters out, and I got a semi-automatic AR-15, that's a .22 caliber, and a lot of them that are .223s and .308. And I always compare, once they get to shooting a little bit, I always let them shoot the auto loader, and then I let them shoot the bolt action. And most of them, I'd say around 90%, would actually prefer the semi-automatic because there's a lot less recoil on it, and they don't like that. And I have a 5-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old, and I take my 5-year-old and I'll put it on a tripod and we'll shoot jugs with it. I'll let her pull the trigger, but I'm right there. you know, and the two-year-old, she just gets a kick out of standing by me when I shoot it. But that is an accident that happened there. You know, there's nothing you're really going to do to change that. I mean, if it was on full automatic, I mean, I could see where that gun would come out of the kid's hand. That wasn't very smart, but, yeah, semi-automatic, that's the best way you can train somebody how to shoot, as far as I'm concerned, you know. A lot of people think you just become a trigger-happy, you know, nutcase who doesn't aim with that. That's completely false. I mean, some people will do that, but they'll go through a magazine on something else just the same, but...
Jamie, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. By the way, other Facebook questions and a couple other comments came in during the break. We'll get to those, plus Congressman Kramer coming up.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life's easier when you upgrade your tarps and hoppers to electric with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. The Command 10 remote wirelessly operates from over 100 feet away. The Roltec electric conversion is lighter by design, reduces driver fatigue, and saves time, allowing the system to pay for itself. Schedule your install today by calling Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot, 701-721-1252. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.